In 2019, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed cutting funding for public education by 25%, which would have meant a loss of around 45 positions in the Sitka schools in the current school year. The state legislature pushed back, and the governor subsequently relented, but not until a campaign to recall him from office collected signatures at a record pace. With no imminent crisis or threat this year, the first public budget hearing of the Sitka School Board was lightly attended on February 19th, and compared to the recent past, the projected deficit for next year seems manageable, only $684,000. The renewal of the federal Secure Rural Schools funding is one reason the district's numbers are better balanced looking ahead to next year. Another is the Sitka Assembly's recent decision to fund local schools to the maximum allowed by state law. The municipality of Sitka contributes 37% of the district's $20 million budget. School Board President Elias Erickson said having the city's full backing at this stage of the budgeting process was significant.
37% of our revenues we can be certain of at this point in the process, which is much more helpful than where we were last year at this point in the process, not knowing where 100% of our revenues are going to land at.
The other 63% of the district's funding comes from the state, specifically the Alaska Legislature, which historically has never cut funding to schools. Most likely, state funding will remain the same as last year. Flat funding, plus slight increases in costs like salaries, utilities, and insurance, has created the $700,000 gap for the Sitka District next year. Career and technical education teacher Tim Pike was one of only three people who attended the budget hearing. He suggested that audiences would be larger if people better understood what programs or facilities were on the line.
And so I've witnessed you in the last couple of years turn your March work session into a hearing, then a work session. And I encourage you to do the same again, because at that point a lot more clarity will be available to people and a presentation from you about where you're headed could then elicit more response from the community, because at this point in time, we have nothing to work with.
The other two members of the public present were also teachers. Elementary music teacher Susan Brandt Ferguson advocated for restoring a full-time counseling position at Blatchley Middle School.
Probably part of the reason why that's not filled is it's a very odd position. It's half-time counselor, half-time PE, which is not, you know, not a position that most professionals would be aiming towards, and I think that it's an essential position to every level of our school, and that it needs to be budgeted for as a full-time counseling position.
Brant Ferguson said she knew it was a difficult ask in light of the budget deficit, but she said this was, quote, the nicest deficit we've had in several years, end quote. Mike Vieira, also a shop teacher, agreed with the need for a full-time counselor at Blatchley. The district had contracted, down 7 teachers since 2018, and he thought it was time to rebalance positions. He also had concerns about the high school building, which still feels new to many people, but is actually starting to show signs of age.
You know, we think about this building as being brand new because it's such a nice building and it got a remodel, but we're 20 years into the remodel now, and you start walking down the hallways and looking at the carpet. It's starting to fade, and there's a spot right down here where the floor is kind of starting to slope. And I guess my question is, like, how long do we expect the carpet to last?
Vieira had similar worries about tile in bathrooms and locker rooms. A member of the teachers' union, Vieira said it felt strange to be advocating for building maintenance instead of teachers, quote, but at some point we have to think about keeping this place up, end quote. The school board took no official action at the hearing. The members agreed that the next hearing and meeting in March should include some specific options for closing the $700,000 budget gap for next year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.